Hi, this is David McLean, and I'm here with Martha today, and she's going to ask me some questions about drums, I guess.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people talk about their work in their own words, not just what they do, but why and what inspires them to continue. Dave McLean is a lepidopterist and taught biology at Youngstown State University, but he's also spent a good portion of his life playing the drums.
I grew up in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, and early on, when I was pretty young, I enjoyed listening to big band radio, and especially interested in the drummers. And at that time, all I had was a small little tom-tom and some old beat-up cymbals, and I would put on the end of a drumstick and drum along. My mother played the piano, and she gave me piano lessons, but I think I was destined to be a drummer. I took lessons in grade school and also from a percussionist from the Cleveland Orchestra. So I got big enough to actually play a full drum set and got into a small combo in middle school and high school where we had a course in Cleveland Heights High offered modern dance band. We played a lot of Benny Goodman, a lot of Glenn Miller, Woody Herman. Out of that course came three small combos. And we played for parties, we played for dances, and we played for bar mitzvahs. That was pretty much our mainstay, was playing for bar mitzvahs. So I've always had an interest in the drums. It's been kind of on and off. In graduate school at Purdue, I majored in entomology. And we had a departmental band we called the Bughouse Five. And that was kind of fun. And I also played with a Dixieland group at Purdue called the Salty Dogs. And one of the events we played for was a rally for McGovern. And he didn't go on to win, but I don't know if we had anything to do with that or not. So that's kind of my background. When we came here, when Bonnie and I came here in 1998, I had no intention of joining a band or anything, but I started playing with a concert band here around the year 2000. And then it kind of morphed into a dance band or a swing band. And eventually it became the North Shore Community Band.
So, in your opinion, what makes a good drummer good?
Well, I guess what makes any musician good is you have to feel the music. There's something that's kind of intangible. A lot of people think that they can play the drums, but you have to pretty much have a real feel for it. If you end up playing most of your life, you wouldn't do that if you didn't really enjoy it.
Do you think it's important for a drummer to be able to read music?
Oh, yeah, it is. A lot of people don't realize that there is such a thing as drum music, and there definitely is. Now, you can get by without it, and a lot of people do, but it does help, especially if for someone who might consider doing it professionally.
Now, in your opinion, is there a different skill set between a rock drummer and a swing jazz drummer?
Well, yeah, there's crossover there from one type to another, but it really, it involves two different styles. I would think most rock drummers that grew up not playing swing or being exposed to it, it would take them a little while to kind of make that transition. I prefer playing swing myself. I was never really all that interested in rock and roll.
Maybe you can't answer this, but what does a live drummer have to offer in a performance versus a drum machine?
Yeah, that is a tough one to answer. You'd almost have to ask the people in the audience listening or watching. It might be the drummer's personality.
Yeah, I almost wonder about like lack of spontaneity that they would pick up on.
Exactly. Well, that's a good point, Martha. You know, every time you play, you can play the same number twice and you'll never play it the same way. And playing an instrument, especially with jazz or rock and roll, I would imagine, there is a lot of spontaneity, and that can be a very important part. Otherwise, it just becomes too mechanical. And to me, it would be boring.
What do you find to be one of the challenging aspects of being a drummer, especially when you're playing live?
Yeah. Whoa, I thought you meant hauling my drums around. Well, there are always times when you would like a redo on a number, and you could do it better. One thing I think drummers have to be mindful of, and I know I do, is that you don't want to overdo it sometimes. And I learned a long time ago that sometimes what you don't play is as important as what you do play. Playing live is a lot of fun. There is a certain amount of spontaneity there, and I think that comes across.
Who are some of your favorite drummers?
Well, of course, the ones I like are the old-timers like Louis Belson, Buddy Rich, who I did meet once. I shook hands with him. And Gene Krupa, and Don LaMond, who played a lot with Woody Herman, and Sonny Payne, Count Basie's drummer. And I don't know, those guys, to me, were the epitome. With modern drumming, especially rock and roll, there's very little rolling. And it's just pretty much straight, just keeping a heavy beat. But those guys were masters of rolling and playing cymbals and the whole set of drums.
What do you mean by rolling?
Oh, drum rolls. That's okay. One of the first things you learn in drumming. The drum music is made up of quarter notes, half notes, eighth notes, rests, and so on. But then you have drum rudiments, like flams and roughs and rolls. And you have to learn how to roll. And each beat is you strike the drum head twice, and you let the sticks bounce off the drum head. And it was always called the mommy-daddy roll. Mommy-daddy, mommy-daddy. And you go faster and faster. And your hands, it's all in the wrists. All you're doing is controlling how the head of the drumstick strikes the drum. And you just basically let it bounce. You're not trying to strangle the drumsticks.
And do you have any goals as far as performing or learning new
music? I try to get better, and I just hope I don't start going the other way. And we can all always get better and try to improve, but it's all a matter of experience and just doing it and learning.
That was Dave McLean, former professor of biology and drummer with the North Shore Community Swing Band. For Artist Open House, I'm Martha Marnaka. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.